I'm James.
And welcome to
Let's Talk!
That was really dramatic this week.
That was really dramatic.
I love it.
I did a full hand movement.
This is where our talents are wasted on audio. You just don't get to see the pure energy that we're bringing to the room each week.
High kicks.
High kicks, pirouettes, confetti.
Love it.
I wish.
Yeah, me too, actually. Why did you not bring the confetti this week?
Yeah, a little window into our madness.
So, hi, guys. This week, we're talking about drama schools.
What are they?
Yeah, what are drama schools? I better get my dictionary out. Dan's dictionary.
Dan's dictionary definitions. We know these don't go well. What was it the other week?
What was it that I gave? Oh, theatre.
Theatre. A definition of theatre. It can be in a big building. It can
or
be
a small building. In a small...
It can be in not a building at all. Classic. Yeah. Do you want me to give the definition of drama school?
I think, you know, my definition will be highly accurate.
Okay. I'm here
for it. So, a drama school is a place where you train and study drama. Ooh. It's going well. For over 30 hours a week.
That's actually a very good definition. It is time-based, isn't it? That's what makes it the... What is it? The
conservatoire.
Yeah, that's what gives it that status.
Yeah, there's like the three C's. I can't remember what...
Steady on. There's something to do with C's, though.
Something to do with C's. And I know that it used to be... Or maybe it's the three threes. I don't know. But anyway, it
something
used to
do
be
with
35
three.
Hours a week. And now it's over 30 hours a week for over X amount of weeks within a year. And there's another thing in there as well. But...
Well, to throw another C in there. So there was the CDS, so the Conference of Drama Schools. Mm. And I can't remember which way round it is, whether it was CDS and then it went to Drama UK or whether it was the other way round. And I don't even know if it still exists, but it was basically a collection of drama schools that were proven to be providing high quality training. And I think there was about, was there 21 or something? And places like RADA, Lambda, Central, Rose Bruford, East 15, all the big drama schools were on this list, so you knew they were not only accredited, but they were the places to go if you wanted high quality training. But I think it kind of got defunct and sort of outdated in the end, because you've got places like Bird and Erdan College in London that were providing really high quality talent and churning out people who were just going on to tours and really making impact in the West End, and still are. So I think the drama school sort of landscape has very much changed.
Yeah, I think Drama UK was disbanded, like it was a boy band and broke up, before I went to drama school, actually, just before. And there was something like the Federation of Drama Schools, which might be the CDS.
Yeah, that
as well.
It might be that way around then.
It might be the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
But essentially, a drama school is a place that offers high quality training with tutors who have either trained themselves at a drama school or been in the industry in some form or know their shit, basically. And it's a very intensive process. It's all hours God sends of the week.
Yeah, working on everything, isn't it? It's like they build you from the ground up. So you look at like alignment, breath control, breathing, all sorts of things before you even get to scripts. I know we didn't look at a script really for first term of drama school. We didn't even look at text until we'd done some of the foundation work, which was really interesting. I'm doing a drama degree, but I'm not talking.
Yeah, we were supposed to do, because at the end of every term, my one, we did, we were supposed to do what we called a rehearsal exercise. So it wasn't a performance, it was a rehearsal exercise.
Oh, fantastic.
And at the end of the first term, traditionally the school had made the first years, you would sit down at and do a table read, essentially, of it. But we had a new principal and he was like, no, get them up and get them moving. And actually it was carnage because, like, we're only just learning that we can't breathe properly.
Yeah.
So then how are we supposed to move and do anything else and work with props and costume? Like, you know,
sorry,
we can't even breathe.
You're asking me to walk and breathe and then talk? I don't think I can. I just physically can't.
I simply mustn't.
I simply mustn't, darling. It's too perplexing.
Oh, dear.
That's so true.
I know this information, but for our listeners, James, where did you train?
I trained at Aura at the Northern Campus. And Danny, where did you train?
I trained at Drama Centre London. Coincidentally, in London.
And we have two very interesting... Well, we have one very interesting connection through those two drama schools in that they don't exist anymore.
They've both shut down.
Yeah, madness. So, Drama Centre shut down how many years ago now?
Well, it's actually technically still going.
Oh.
As in, the current third year are the last
cohort.
But they basically announced it probably about a year ago. And actually, when I joined, they were trying to take things away from the course even from the get-go. Literally 3 weeks in, we had a meeting where, you know, heads of the college that we were... So Drama Centre is part of the University of the Arts London, and it's within a building called Central St Martin's, which is one of the uni colleges. It's all very confusing. And one of the uni staff members was telling us that they were going to cut our space, cut our timetable. Oh, but don't worry, it'll all become clear soon.
Oh,
we're like,
fantastic.
Excuse me?
I'd like to do my education, please.
Mm. Yeah, so it was very... Well, it wasn't really gradual. Like, it kind of was ball rolling down a hill. Like, started slow and then very quickly became apparent that the university basically didn't want us because we were too expensive. They didn't understand what we did. And
classic.
Everything in the press... I feel like I'm, you know, getting on my soapbox now. But everything in the press that said it was to do with us... It wasn't. It was to do with them. And they essentially didn't get what we did. They opened up a drama course at Wimbledon College, which is one of the other University of the Arts colleges. But that was 6 hours contact time. And they were basically saying to us, why can't you do that? Because it's cheaper. Well, no, because we're not a university course. We're a conservatoire and we're offering conservatoire training and it's completely different. So, yeah, they essentially saw us as like, as money.
Yeah.
Well, money going down the drain, they thought, so they
it's
got rid of it.
It's essentially the weird process of making a course that's degree certified. I think that's one of the hardest things, because you have to tick requirements. There's a whole process that the curriculum has to be designed around to ensure that you're meeting the academic requirements to hold an academic degree, to get your BA or your MA, whatever you're studying. So, I get it, it's hard. And I think in the end, financially, that's what's happened with Aura as well. So Aura shut down towards the beginning of 2022. And yeah, it happened out of the blue. So in fact, the disgusting part about what happened with Aura is it seemed to have been a problem that was long impending, but happened overnight in terms of staff, students and the public finding out about the closure.
Yeah.
So a lot of the staff and students found out on Twitter that they basically lost their job, lost their place at drama school. And for third years, who were one term away, so they didn't even have the balls to keep going until the end of the academic year. And again, bad enough, but at least then people would have been in a bit of a stronger place to deal with it rather than mid academic term. But just really rubbish. It's sad to see. But going back to what I was saying about the landscape of drama schools changing recently, I think this is the biggest shake up. A lot of people I've seen say that this could be like the end of drama school as we know it, and
that
we're going to see a shift in the way that we train, because we're going very American at the minute, aren't we? People doing one-off classes, like you study under someone, don't you, in America. There are a couple of drama schools like Tisch and the like, but actually a lot of people just go to classes on Uta Hagen and Stanislavski and those sort of defining drama practitioners, don't they? I mean, I suppose it begs the question, is drama school important? Do you think it is?
I think it is. I think a lot of what I've learnt at drama school, I mean, I loved it, even though it was stressful because of the university putting restrictions on us.
Yeah.
It was like one of the most amazing, enriching, kind of eye-opening experiences, because just things that you never would have questioned about yourself, even just as an actor, but as a person. Like, I'm getting very deep now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just great. And it's great to be doing it every day for 3 years. It's great. And that is great training. And it's sad that once you come out, you don't do it every day.
Honestly, I wish someone had told me that. It's one of the biggest shocks. You go from doing so many hours a day, your diet's has to be very consistent, or at least it should be, to meet the high energy demands, and then you go to having nothing to do in your day sometimes.
Yeah.
And then so you start the weight on, you lose some of that technique that you've worked on, unless you're really strong. I wish someone had told me that. Like, really focus when you graduate, James.
That is the only thing they don't do, is they really don't prepare you for life afterwards. They don't tell you how to do your taxes. They don't tell you...
No, we had one lesson on that. One. And it was like at the end of a term where no one really gave a damn. And we're like, yeah, we could be going home a week early here, but we're doing these classes.
Yeah. And I mean, when we were talking about agents the other week, like, no one tells you that people move a lot, and that's okay. And how do you move? What should you say to them? Yeah. How should that relationship be? And, you know, no one prepares you for that. So that is something that they're lacking.
Yeah.
But having said that, I think it's just, if you want to do it, you find out quite quickly when you're there that you do want to do it or you don't.
Well, that's another good point. People did leave our course, so it isn't for everyone. And I know I've been on jobs where there's a lot of people who've not trained, and the attitude is they always seem to feel less than anyone else. So they're like, oh, I didn't train, you're clearly better than me. And I always say, don't be ridiculous. Your path to this point might have been different, but you're still in the room with me, with whoever's trained. And I always make that point, because we are in the same room. Like, just because I went to drama school, I might have a different method of working, and the way I go about creating a character might have more detailed layers to it, but essentially you're still in the same room with me. And there's nothing that I do, that you do, that anyone that's gone to drama school does, that can't be learned or adopted. And like I was saying about these one-off classes, you can go to classes, you can work with the people that we work with at drama school. They're all practitioners, they all teach elsewhere. You can go to classes. And I think a big part of the problem with drama schools that people are trying to move away from is that, like, elitism behind them, where you genuinely feel like if you haven't been there, you're not going to work, you're not valid in the industry. But and it's the same with agents, like we were talking about the other week. Just because you don't have an agent doesn't mean you can't get work, or that you're not valid as a performer. Does it help? Yeah, of course it does. And does going to drama school help you? Of course it does. It opens certain doors, showcases. I know a great example is RADA. Everyone says, oh, no one goes to the RADA showcases anymore. And it got in my head. I was like, yeah, RADA's going downhill. And then I went, no, it's not. They just don't go to RADA because they know whoever's training at RADA, they're handpicked by agents, the big agents. They don't go to the showcase because they know places like Conway Van Gelder are just going to have snapped them up. Curtis Brown have snapped them up already. And that's the truth. But yeah, I think my personal opinion is it is important too, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, it's not the be all and end all for sure.
How do you feel about people who audition year after year after year after year after year without getting in?
Well, I think they're quite brave, to be honest. A friend of mine who was in my year, he auditioned for 6 years.
6 years?
And finally got in.
Wow.
And he'd done a RADA Foundation, I think, maybe two. It wasn't... He didn't do the foundation and then go straight to Drama Centre. I think he'd done it the year previously. But then had a break and then did Drama Centre. And, you know, there's no right or wrong age to go. I think it's just... when it's right for you. The only totally thing is the cost implications, obviously, of keeping auditioning.
Putting your life off as well. I always think, my gosh, how do you have the commitment to last six years? Like, I think after two, I auditioned, got onto foundation, then auditioned the following year. And if I hadn't got in, I think I seriously would have been like, ooh, maybe this is it then. But yeah, resilience behind that sort of dedication is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and just knowing that that's really what you want to do. You want to go and train. Because my flatmate, she did a RADA Foundation as well. And she always thought she wanted to do a BA. And now she's kind of going, well...
Actually.
I don't know if I do want to do a BA. But even if, you know, 2 years later, she's like, yeah, I really want to do a BA. That's kind of like her choice. Like, she can do it. If she wants to or not, she can kind of take it or leave it because she's had a bit of training. But I think, just knowing what you want out of drama school is really important, because for some people, they're like, yes, I absolutely want to go and do that for 3 years. And other people, they're like, it's just not really for me. And that's fair enough.
The age part of it really plays into factor, I think. Like, so the older you were on our course specifically, I think the more prepared you were to tackle what the course was offering, the more aware I was only I'd done a foundation, so I was a year, I was 19, was I? 19 going 20 or however it works. And compared to the 18-year-olds that were straight out of school, the like difference was night and day in some cases. And I genuinely think if I was a little older, I think I would have picked up a few more things a little easier, or whatever it is. I think I would have been more open and susceptible to the training, I think.
So moving on nicely to Let's Talk Videos. James, I am so excited to see what your video is going to be, because I just know it's going to be funny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I direct the big stuff on stage that she can't handle. The mayhem scenes she loves.
There's plenty of mayhem going on in this production.
There is.
On and off the stage.
That's what I always say. She's stolen that from me on and off stage. Well, I'm in one of my off years at the moment. I direct every second production. So this is Meredith's turn this year. I tend to do the wow shows, and then each year, every second year, we do the traditionals.
Yeah. Coffee, coffee, coffee before we teachy-teachy.
Rather than ma'am, like other kids, I would go ma'am, you know, instead of ma'am. I did bubble wrap, which was me and a couple of other boys. I would emerge from various types of packaging. Hang on, I know a job where I can sing and I can dance and I can act every day and get paid for it. And it was drama teaching. Now, I'm always joking with the principal. I always say to Margaret, you've got yourself an entertainment industry professional for the price of a teacher. So where's my pay rise? Teaching methods are fairly unique.
Someone join in.
I get pretty experimental.
You sound about
and me. I go crazy sometimes. I just let loose.
Enter the room. Oh, thank God you're here.
I've been shot. Thank God you're here. Where have you been? Slap the butcher. Slap the butcher is one of the fun games that we play.
I'm gonna slap you, Emily.
So this is Summer Heights High, I think, this version or bits.
Yeah.
And it's obviously Chris Lilley, who's a absolutely bonkers guy. I love the Australian accent. But yeah, I just wanted I like the idea of linking it to teaching and how different teachers can really impact your experience in the arts. And having a teacher like Mr. G, I know my teachers at school were absolutely fantastic, bonkers, really creative, and seeing their passion for performance and passion for drama really shaped who I've become as a performer. So I just wanted to highlight the importance of drama teachers and what they do for you at school.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. So the title of this video is Folk Wang Physical Theatre Animal Work. Lucy Flournoy as a red squirrel.
So the video. Okay, there's someone on a box.
Yeah.
I love it. What's happening?
Yeah.
They're still on the box.
Yeah. You can maybe skip a bit and see when she's off the box.
Oh, she's...
She gets off it quite soon.
She's way... Oh, she's...
Well, about a minute in, she gets off.
Is she a cat?
She's a red squirrel.
Even better. Mm. Oh my God, the buns.
Yeah, I love the buns. Oh, startled.
Oh.
Shaking the bum.
Shaking the bum. Having a twitch, having a scratch. I love animal work. Oh my days.
Yeah, me too. I had a whole debate. Well, was it a whole debate? It wasn't really a debate. But the job I just did, which was the little tour up in Scotland, which was lovely. The people
she's
I was with,
box.
One of the she's off the box. One of the first things we talked about was animal studies, weirdly, because I think two of the cast had recently graduated or graduated within the last year, but they'd actually been on the same actor musician course at Mount View.
Right.
So I think we'd maybe been talking about Mount View, and then now we were talking about animal studies, and they were all like, oh, no, I don't get it, like, whatever, like a load of books. And then I was like, I love it.
But yeah,
this is just a video of Lucy, whoever she may be, pretending to be a red squirrel. And to be honest, that for me epitomizes drama school, because I'd never done animal studies before.
Neither had I.
And just some of the weird stuff you get up to is mental. When you look back and you go, I literally spent 2 hours being a zebra. Like, what other profession
did you
or
do
training
it as a,
would you do that in?
Did you do it as a final assessment?
No.
Oh.
Well, I say that. It was part of our... So we had to use... We had classes in it, and then we had to use it for a character. And
okay.
That character in the rehearsal exercise was assessed.
Okay.
But it wasn't really like...
That's all right. So,
yeah. Was
your animal a zebra?
No.
Okay, so... Let's try and guess each other's other's animals.
Wait, I can't remember what mine was.
I'm going to go lion or... No?
No. Because it wasn't that sort of part. Because I did it... We did it for ourselves. Did we even? But we just picked one that we liked to start. Mine was a tapir, obviously. No bad reason. And then we had to pick ones to fit different characters. We purposefully did ones that weren't really like us.
Guess what mine was then?
Was yours you?
Yeah, it was detached from character. We were supposed to do a follow-up assessment where we attached it to a character, but it never happened, annoyingly. So this was just an independent animal. I think it's quite like me.
Some sort of bear?
No.
You look offended.
No. But I would have gone more bear for me. But in fact, completely the opposite. Way smaller.
A meerkat?
Yes!
No!
Yeah. Little meerkat. We did it a little differently, though. So we did it in... Yeah.
Little ASMR.
So we did it as a zoo setup. So everyone got animals in the year. And then we used the movement studios on the first floor. And we separated each room into an animal enclosure. So there was lions in one room. There was there was elephants. There was flamingos. I think the elephants and the flamingos were in the same room. They were like separate. Mm.
They're best friends.
Apparently so. We had Saoirse, bless her. She was a Komodo dragon. She was the only Komodo dragon. But they put her in the little cupboard. So she... Honestly, I don't know how she did it, but she was bloody brilliant. But she was on her own for so long. Then what else was there? Oh, there were the monkeys or orangutans, actually, specifically, I think they were. And then, but this is where it gets good. So there's a story within a story.
Oh, goodness.
There were wild dogs.
Of course there were.
Basically hyenas, essentially, but not
as big.
Come through with your African wild dog knowledge.
I've done a safari.
So the wild dogs. On the morning, our movement director, Kieran, love the man with every inch of my body. I thought he was brilliant. Like, an actual movement genius. But... He's just way of being. He'd glide into a room and just speak so effortlessly. And he came round on the morning and was like, okay, so... Get the ASMR. Okay, so... The wild dogs are going to be let out. They're going to be walking round. Good luck. And then walked... I'm not kidding you. We were all just like... Okay. I think there was a bit more explanation, maybe. They can't touch you, but they are going to be able to walk around the enclosures. And it was like, okay. So bear in mind, we were so into this because we were given a full room, and then everyone was, all the other years and teachers were allowed to walk around like it was an actual zoo.
No.
It was so good. So good. And but basically, there'd be people coming in, watching, and we had a little nest. We had food on the floor. Bit grim. We ate off the floor that we'd done, like, a movement class on.
Grim.
Yeah, but we were committed. And I'm not kidding you, it had gone so well. I was on watch as my meerkat for a bit of the time. And then, of course, while I was on watch, this is right towards the end. We're like 40 minutes in, and it was like, okay, perfect. The dogs haven't come round. I'm on watch. I'm like, perfect. I'll retire to my den in a minute and then finish the exercise. Mm-hmm. In come the wild dogs.
Oh, no.
I've never been so scared in my life. I was so, like, in the zone. And I just... I sound like I'm actually, like, reliving a traumatic event. But I let off my warning cry to let my other meerkats... And then we all retreated to the nest. But as the one on guard, I had to retreat last. And I just remember jumping into this nest and, like, we were all huddled up. So, yeah, that was my traumatic meerkat animal studies story.
Oh, my God. Did they get you?
They didn't get me. I don't think they could, but... Yeah, so animal studies.
What you believed they could.
Yeah, what a cracking video. Lucy and the Red Squirrel, we love her.
So, moving on to our final topic, we're basically going to do a summary because I feel like we've covered so much ground in this episode. So many animals.
So many animals. Oh my gosh.
So we're just going to talk about finding your own path, really, and whether that's through drama school, post-drama school, or even pre-drama school if you're struggling to find a place, you know, kind of what do you do?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to be proactive, be productive, all the P's, I need to come up with a third one for the alliteration, and...
Positively
brilliant. I just think keep creative, do things that get you excited. You know, we're doing this. This is essentially our way of filling the bridge between jobs. We're doing something creative. We're talking about something we believe in. But in terms of going to drama school, the advice I always give is do classes. Go to, when you're a kid, if you want your, if your children are showing an interest in the arts, put them in little drama classes. Let them dress up. Like, not everyone's got the money to go to Stagecoach every term. It is a lot of money, so let them be creative at home. Let them draw, let them dress up, let them play games, let them explore that creativity.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, whilst you're, if you're already at drama school, you know, there's no right or wrong way to get the most out of your training. Like, I was definitely
so true
flogging myself and trying to be a perfectionist and get everything right and do the best of the best, but actually, and then I was like, oh, but I need to learn by making mistakes, so I'll make the best mistakes. And it's like, well,
go big or go home.
Yeah, it's literally just not physically possible. So you can even, you know, find your path, use drama school to find your way and what kind of actor you want to be. And people say that, and I used to think, oh, I don't really know what that means. But you can find that at drama school, you can find that before drama school, you can find it 5 years after you've left.
It's a work in progress, isn't it, all the time?
It's a journey.
Yeah. And when you graduate, like you were just saying, like, it's not over. You still learn, you still progress, you still develop. The other thing I'd say to add to that is don't rush. I remember being so ready for third year shows in first year and like, I'm ready to go now. I want to be performing. But actually, it's what you're there to do. You're there to learn, to get better. And you will look back on yourself. I look at like plays that I did when I was 18 and younger, and I thought I was the best thing ever. And now I look at it and I'm like, oh dear. Oh dear.
I was playing a 65-year-old. How could I have been good?
Yeah, so true.
A friend of mine who's in my year said to me, well, I remember we were particularly frustrated about something at the time about, you know, I think it was people maybe not turning up or, you know, not feeling like they were taking advantage of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the experience. And he just said to me, like, this is finite. This is a finite amount of time. And it's so true. Like, you'll look back and be like, oh my God, I graduated 6 years ago now. Where's that gone?
Yeah, literally.
And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, 3 years isn't a long amount of time. And if you go, make the most of it. If you don't quite get there, you've still got time to get there. But once you're there, like, once you get a job, enjoy it all.
I could have done my time at drama school twice now. And I'm like, that's insane. What, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Next year will be 6 years, will it? Or, God. Yeah. And I'm like, that's 2 years. That's two times going through that experience.
Yeah.
Have I made the most of it? Have I wasted that time? I don't think I have. But it is, it's filling your time and just doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
And not listening to other people. I think it's so easy in this industry. Like, even this podcast, it's quite easy to listen to us and take what we're saying as the be-all and end-all. But actually, we're just two people with two experiences. Granted, our experiences are quite similar, I think, in how we view the industry as a whole. We've got quite a shared knowledge and view of it. But that's totally different to someone else. And I think... talk. We're coming back to that again. Let's just talk about it. But the more you do talk, in all seriousness, the more you talk about how you're feeling, what you do like, what you don't like. We were talking about inclusivity last week. The moment we really step up and talk about issues, and whether it's gaps in the learning and the training that we're giving the younger generations or whatever it is, if we talk about it, we can make change, and change for the better, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, this week. That concludes our episode about drama schools. So we will see you next week. Oh, we've got a juicy one next week.
See you later.
Bye.